Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin traders pinpoint key levels to watch as the Bitcoin price tests key trend lines, quoting Crypto Capo, 25,000 to 25,500, then new lows, quoting Crypto J, 28,000, $56. Quoting Rec Capital, the new Bitcoin weekly close above the 200-week moving average means that the price will try to retest this moving average as new support this week. Bitcoin already held the moving average as support last week, as evidenced by the downside wick. Now it'll try to hold it for a second consecutive week. And quoting Material Indicators, the bear market rally is still alive and well. To call it anything else requires confirmations of valid breakouts above key moving averages. The 200-week and 50-month are the first ones to be considered for BTC, but only if we have full candles above the line, wick below, invalidates. And this just in, breaking news, Nomad cross-chain bridge has been hacked with over $190 million stolen. Like, whoa. And more breaking news, Brazil's largest digital bank, Nubank, hit over 1 million Bitcoin and crypto users in under a month. Let's go. Now for a fun fact, if you invested $10,000 in gold 10 years ago, you now have $10,100. It didn't even keep up with inflation. Also in today's show, Ether creates history as key metric in ETH options exceeds Bitcoin by 32%. Also in today's show, Bitcoin network activity decline suggests longer bear market, according to Glassnode Analytics, quoting them here. Bitcoin and Ethereum have rallied strongly off the bottom, reaching above the realized price. Attention now turns to whether this is a bear market rally or whether the fundamentals are following through in support. Also in today's show, top crypto strategist predicts breakout rally for Bitcoin this week, but there is a catch, quoting Credible Crypto here. No change to this idea. Still looking for a move down to the green, or at least the swing low denoted by the red X here, before a continuation to the upside, the $25,000 plus. Also in today's show, historically accurate indicator suggests Bitcoin is about to rip, says analyst who called the May 2021 collapse, quoting Dave the Wave here. Last time the Bitcoin weekly MACD crossed after an extended correction to current levels, it went on a ripper. That's right. This is the same exact signal that previously foreshadowed a 300% Bitcoin rally back in 2019. If we were to go on another 300% rally from here, we're talking about a $66,000 Bitcoin price. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? I give away $50 in Bitcoin every single day in my Bitcoin giveaway. And now for the winner from yesterday's episode, drum roll please. And we have Booyah JV, great content as always. Thank you. From Make Believer, congratulations. You just won $50 in BTC. And please reply to this message with your Bitcoin address so I can send it to you. HODL. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's episode, all I need to do is make sure you're subscribed to this channel, smash that like button, and drop us a comment right down below. And best of luck. And now back to the show. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. This is podcast episode number 1005. I'm your host, JV, and as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin is pressuring newly won support levels this week as geopolitical uncertainty raises the stakes for risk assets. That's right. After an impressive monthly close, momentum appears to be waning for Bitcoin's latest gains. According to data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View, it shows the stock markets are not helping the bulls. Volatility was cool as August began, but angst over a potential showdown between the U.S. and China over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan is already showing in Asian trading on August 2nd. Volatility was cool as August began, but angst over a potential showdown between the U.S. and China over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan is already showing in Asian trading on August 2nd. And amid talk of a bear market rally being all that can describe the current setup, let's take a look at the crucial support and resistance levels currently facing the market on the shorter time frames. Let's start with traders unconvinced over the fate of the 200-week moving average. Analyzing order book data on Binance, which is the largest exchange globally by volume, pockets of buy and sell interests stand out immediately. At present, Bitcoin is eating through a band of bids just below $23,000. And should all that liquidity be taken, there is little more to support the price action until closer to 21,000, the strength of the buy and sell walls on the Binance order book can be deceptive, as large volume players can quickly move bids or ask from one level to the next. The latest data was uploaded to social media by on-chain analytics resource Material Indicators on August 1st. It additionally highlighted the importance of Bitcoin's 200-week moving average at just above $22,800. Now, certain whales, he noted, are attempting to keep the 200-week moving average as support, but seeing little consensus from other trader groups, something which resulted in a subsequent dip below the trend line, as he shares here. Doesn't look like they're getting much help from other classes. Not sure how long they can keep this up. And despite the Taiwan situation unnerving the markets on the day, a short-term move higher for Bitcoin is not off the table, even for some of its most conservative analysts. That's right, for popular Twitter account Crypto Capo, Bitcoin had the potential to hit $25,000 before returning lower than current levels. And responding fellow trader Jay suggested it could be $26,000 before a bearish pivot enters. Quoting them here, Crypto Capo, $25,000 to $25,500, then new lows. Trader Jay responds, $28,056, sir. And while they kept quiet on a potential downside target, venture founder, contributor to on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant called $22,000 a good price to set up a Bitcoin long. And altcoins, including Ethereum, looked less appetizing, quoting venture founder here. I still think most altcoins are too expensive for this part of the cycle, or should I say Bitcoin is too cheap. $22,000 is still a good price to long Bitcoin for me. Can't say the same for altcoins, not even ETH. And speaking about Ethereum, it traded below $1,600 at the time of this recording, down around 4% on the day, but still 12% higher than the same time just a week ago. And unless you think alts are going to break to their all-time high against Bitcoin soon, it makes no sense to long, venture founder added. And a look at the ETH/Bitcoin chart, meanwhile, shows the importance of the 0.075 resistance for the ETH bulls. And here you can see the Ethereum one-day candle chart. And this just in, Nomad cross-chain bridge has been hacked with over $190 million stolen. Like, whoa, as the headline reads, Nomad bridge hacked, nearly all funds drained. I feel sorry for those who were invested in that bridge. And more breaking news, Brazil's largest digital bank, Nubank, hit over 1 million Bitcoin and crypto users in under a month. Let the mass adoption continue. And Dan Held points out, if you invested $10,000 in gold 10 years ago, you now have $10,100, meaning it didn't even keep up with inflation. Take that, Peter Schiff. And before I break down next story of the day, Ether creates history as key metric in ETH options exceeds Bitcoin by 32%. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently correcting. Back in the red, we got Bitcoin down 1% for the day, maintaining just above 22,800. We have Ether down 4.4%, trading just under $1,600, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, XRP, and Cardano are also all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ether has taken over Bitcoin in the options market for the first time in history, as the open interest of derivative Ether options with a value of $5.6 billion exceeded the open interest of Bitcoin options worth $4.6 billion by 32%. Now, open interest is calculated by adding the contracts of open trades and subtracting the contracts when a trade is closed. It is used as an indicator to determine market sentiment and the strength behind the price trends. Derivative is the world's biggest BTC and ETH options exchange, accounting for more than 90% of the global trading volume. The data from Derivative Exchange highlighted that ETH options are mainly call options with a put-to-call ratio of 0.26. The ETH put-to-call ratio has hit a new yearly low as the merge data nears. And under the put option, buyers have the right, but not the obligation, to sell the underlying asset at a predetermined price on or before a specific date. Now, overall, put buyers are implicitly bearish, while a call option trader is bullish. Now, a put-call ratio greater than 0.7 or exceeding 1 indicates bearish market sentiment, while a put-call ratio value lower than 0.7 and falling close to 0.5 indicates an emerging bullish trend. Now, the recent surge of Ethereum open interest in the options market with an underlying bullish sentiment among traders is being attributed to the upcoming merge slated for the third week of September. That's right. How many of you are excited for the merge? Let me know in the comments below. And while ETH continues to see growing dominance in the options market, the ETH futures quarterly contracts scheduled to expire in December 2022 have slipped into backwardation, wherein the futures price becomes lower than the spot price. Ether's spot and futures price grew to negative $8 on on Monday, while this might seem like a bearish outlook, Bitcoin surged 15% after price backwardation in June. And apart from the growing bullish anticipation from the upcoming proof of stake transition to the merge, analysts have also pointed towards the possible airdrop scenario in case of a chain split. That's right. A survey from Galois Capital revealed that 33.1% of respondents believed the upgrade would lead to a hard fork, while 53.7% anticipated a smooth network transition. Let me know what side of the coin you're on. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin network activity decline suggests longer bear market, according to Glassnode Analytics. But first, let's take a quick look. The overall crypto market cap still maintaining above that $1 trillion milestone with almost 76 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 41.4%, with the Ether dominance at 18.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Chili's leading the pack up 12.5%, trading just under 13.9 cents, followed by Crypto.com coin, better known as Kronos, up 7.8%, trading just under 14.9 cents, followed by Gala, up 6%, trading just above 6 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green for the altcoins, which I love to see. You got Yearn Finance up 62.2%, Rose up 71.4%, and Ethereum Classic up 50.4%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. It shows we are currently rated a 31 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 33, last week a 26, and last month an 11 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. With several on-chain metrics for the King crypto still in a bearish range, a continuation of the recent price recovery will require increased demand and fee spent over the network. According to Glassnode Analytics, the assessment of mediocre market growth over the past week came from blockchain analytics firm Glassnode in its latest The Week on-chain report on Monday. In it, analysts pointed to a sideways growth in transactional demand, active Bitcoin addresses remaining in a well-defined downward channel, and lower network fees as reasons to temper investors' excitement about the 15% spike in the Bitcoin price over the past week. As Glassnode shares here, Bitcoin and Ethereum have rallied strongly off of the bottom, reaching above the realized price. Attention now turns to whether this is a bear market rally or whether the fundamentals are following through in support. The report begins by highlighting the characteristics of a bear market, which includes a decline in on-chain activity and a rotation from speculative investors to long-term hodlers, and it suggests that the Bitcoin network is still demonstrating each of those traits. Now, Glassnode wrote that a decline in network activity can be interpreted as a lack of new demand for the network from speculative traders over long-term hodlers and investors who have a high level of conviction in the network's technology, quoting them here, with the exception of few activity spikes higher during major capitulation events, the current network activity suggests there remains little influx of new demand as yet. And in contrast to last week, when a significant level of demand appeared to be established at the $20,000 level for Bitcoin and creating a floor, the additional demand needed to sustain any further price increases is not observable. Glassnode refers to the steady decline in active addresses as a low bear market demand profile, which has been in effect essentially since last December. And the analysis observes similarities between the current network demand pattern and the one established in the 2018-2019 period. Similar to the previous cycle, network demand dried up after the April 2021 all-time high in the Bitcoin price action. There was a notable recovery in demand leading up following to November as prices recovered to a new all-time high of 69,000. However, since last November, demand has been on a downward trend with a major spike down during massive sell-offs in May. Quoting them here, the Bitcoin network remains hodler dominated, and as of yet, there has not been any noteworthy return of new demand. Whilst we have not seen a notable uptick in fees yet, keeping an eye on this metric is likely to be a signal of recovery. So there you have it. And before I break down next way of the day, top crypto strategists predicted breakout rally for the King crypto this week, but there is a catch, as well as historically accurate indicator suggests Bitcoin is about to rip, says analysts who called the May 2021 collapse. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And to qualify to win $50 in tomorrow's Bitcoin giveaway, all I need to do is make sure you're subscribed subscribe to this channel, Will Smith, that like button, and simply drop us a comment right down below, and the winner will be announced during tomorrow's show. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A trio of popular crypto analysts believe Bitcoin is due to break out this week, but they all say the rally won't likely happen in a straight line. Pseudonymous crypto strategist Credible tells his 337,000 Twitter followers that he sees Bitcoin finally breaking out of its immediate resistance at $25,000, but only after Bitcoin revisits support near 22K. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, no change to this idea, still looking for a move down to the green, or at least the swing low denoted by the red X here before continuation to the upside to $25,000 plus, which he outlines here in this chart. Now, another widely followed crypto analyst also sees Bitcoin taking a slight dip before igniting a rally to the upside. Smart Contractor tells the 210,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin could correct to $22,500 before surging above $25,000 this week. Quoting him here, Bitcoin triggered a false breakout fakeout setup for me last week, closing back into the prior breakout range, causing me to close my longs. Since then, it's made a full recovery to a new high and a clear five waves. Once again, looking to buy any pullback to $22,500 early in this new week, and he shares this chart. Now, fellow crypto strategist Immortal also shares a similar outlook on the King Crypto. However, the crypto trader expects the pullback to be slightly deeper to around $21,700, representing a 6% downside potential from Bitcoin's current prices. Quoting Immortal here, roughly speaking, this is the Bitcoin plan for this week. And his target for this month, Immortal says the Bitcoin can soar to as high as $27,000 before August expires. Quoting him again here, 25 to 27,000 is on the table this month of August, maybe a bit higher, but remember where we are, because if we go back below 21,000, revisit, 17,000 is likely. So there you have it. Which crypto analyst do you agree most with? Let me know in the comments below. And now for our final story of the day, a closely followed crypto analyst known for calling the May 2021 collapse in Bitcoin says that an indicator with a solid track record is suggesting rallies are approaching. That's right. Pseudonymous analyst known as Dave the Wave tells his 122,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin's moving average divergence, better known as the MACD, just flashed a signal that previously foreshadowed a 300% rally in Bitcoin in 2019. Quoting Dave the Wave here, last time the Bitcoin weekly MACD crossed after an extended correction to current levels, it went on a ripper. Now, the MACD is a trend-based momentum indicator that depicts the relationship between two moving averages of an asset and is used by traders to pinpoint reversals. And while many traders are worried about the uncertainties currently lurking in the macro environment outside of crypto, Dave the Wave says Bitcoin might not be as influenced by it as the market thinks. As you can see in this chart, he points to a series of higher lows and higher highs on the Bitcoin price action and says Bitcoin doing its thing despite the macro. Quoting him here, medium term, no doubt an unpopular chart, but it would be remiss of me as a chartist not to post what could be a real possibility, keeping in mind that technical analysis is risk management to both sides. And recently, Dave the Wave posted an update of his analysis from before the crash. Quoting him here, Bitcoin chart updated from 3 months back. Seen a lot of charts with the bottom put in, but not many updated ones. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding the MACD flashing once again? If we have another 300% rally, that could take the Bitcoin price on up to $66,000 from the current level of around 22K. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Michael Agostino wrote, "Hey JV, hi from Toronto area in Canada. I love your show. Listen to it every day because it's straight goods. No nonsense, no screaming, no personal views, just the straight goods. I get to learn a lot, an objective state of the crypto market, trying to stay afloat in this bear market, and the news you provide on your show helps me out. Thanks, dude. Much appreciated. I appreciate you tuning in, fam, and for all your kind words. Bitcoin to the moon. Let's go." Our next featured comment comes from Chris Minka. 1,000 in Bitcoin 10 years ago is worth 3.5 million today. But don't forget, you also needed to have conviction to hodl that long. And that's the hard part. Back then, I never thought Bitcoin would make it this far. Man, I was wrong. Even if I put 1,000 in, I would have sold most of it by 2015. I wasn't a true believer until a few years ago. I have mad respect for the OGs that stuck it out and helped build the Bitcoin network. I watched and learned every step of the way. And in comparison, if you invested $10,000 in gold 10 years ago, you now have $10,100, so you're negative with inflation. And our third and final featured comment comes from Big Tone. Giving away $50 worth of Bitcoin in the bear market is awesome. More Satoshis, please. That's right, to qualify to win $50 on tomorrow's episode, which will be announced tomorrow, all you got to do is make sure you're subscribed to the channel, Will Smith, that like button, and simply drop us a comment right down below. And let's get this crypto, shall we?